Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number is 855-450-FREE, like freedoms. We will launch it here into the second hour of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Melanie.
So we're going to get into the draft tonight. Melanie, you wanted to talk about dodging the draft and maybe how to go about doing that, perhaps? It was in the news about a week ago. I had the story in my show prep, and we kind of teased it, but we never ended up actually getting into it. But the Selective Service System website crashed last weekend, and that led to discussions about the draft possibly coming back, given that everybody was freaking out over potential World War III. Hashtag World War III was trending on Twitter, and you know, people were talking about it. And I suppose it's a good thing that people are concerned about the draft coming back, because it suggests that they don't support it, that they don't like the draft. They don't like the idea of being conscripted into service of the government without their permission.
Unless you're in the military already, then you're like, those people should, like, participate and, you know.
Well, a lot of the people in the military don't want draftees. They don't want to be around people that don't want to be there.
Wait, I mean, that just sounds dangerous. You're in a fight. You're getting shot at. The guy next to you don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Especially if he knows you signed up voluntarily. He probably, he may or may not have a problem with you. Like, that just sounds dangerous.
Yeah, military people tend to be very much against the draft.
Okay.
As I understand it. So, again, there was a crash of the website. The Selective Service even issued a tweet about it saying, quote, due to the spread of misinformation, which apparently the misinformation they're talking about was the claim that the draft was actually back on, and that's the claim that allegedly drove people to check the Selective Service website. They say, our website is experiencing high traffic volumes at this time. If you're attempting to register or verify registration, please check back later. We appreciate your patience from the Selective Service. Now, for those of you that are maybe our younger listeners out there, you may not know anything about the draft or the Selective Service. The draft was a conscription program that conscripted, I don't know how many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, honestly, I don't know, during the Vietnam War, for instance.
Yep.
And it was shortly after that it was abolished. The draft, I shouldn't say abolished, it was shut down. They flipped a switch, basically, and said, okay, no more draft,
right. But
we're going to keep this here Selective Service system operating at full capacity just in case we decide we want to bring back the draft. So all of the draft mechanisms, all of the bureaucratic rigmarole, the forms, the draft boards, all of those things, they still exist. The Selective Service System, SSS.gov, is their website. Their goal is to register every 18-year-old male, and I've heard they've also done this to females now in recent years, but every 18-year-old male is historically required to register for the Selective Service, even though there wasn't a draft.
Right.
And that's because they wanted to be able to flip the switch back on and be able to just get rolling immediately back into the draft. They've been staffing draft boards all these years, even though the draft boards have nothing to do. But they're there.
I remember registering because it was just like another form that came in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents said, you have to fill this out. And filled it out and you mailed it back. And that was it.
But you didn't think much about it.
It didn't even cross my mind what it was for, what the implications were.
I can't see doing that as a parent.
I read the thing and was afraid of what they were threatening, and so I filled it out of fear. I wasn't as, as principled of a non-cooperationist as I am today at the time.
Me neither.
I was 17.
Yeah.
But I was, I think they threatened like 5 years in prison.
Okay.
And ten thousands of dollars in fines. And so I went ahead and filled it out.
Yeah.
If I knew now, or if I knew then what I know now, I would have not. I would have not
okay.
filled it out.
Would you, so... Because you would have worried about the draft itself, or on
because
a principle
I don't
basis?
Like to do things like that. I don't like
okay.
to fill out forms for the government and
yeah.
jump through their hoops. So people were legitimately concerned, and they should be legitimately concerned that the draft could come back. It's not back. Not right now, but if they pass whatever legislation they need to pass to reinitiate the draft, then it'll just be back, okay, like it never went away.
It almost seems like they're going the opposite direction, at least in Congress right now.
But what are they doing?
They're trying to roll back Trump's powers as, you know, executive of the military.
Really?
Right. And
are they really?
They try to. His attacks are, number one, unconstitutional.
Sure.
Right. They know it's unconstitutional, and then some Democrat, whatever, is trying to pass a bill to roll back Trump's powers to attack Iran. Right.
Okay.
Like,
cool.
He's not all of a sudden he's not allowed to do this. But
Obama could do it.
Well,
but not Trump.
Right. And they're not even like basing it on the unconstitutionality of it. They're like, we're going to pass another resolution to disallow him from doing it. And so my question was like, why do they need the extra law if it's already
unconstitutional?
It's already unconstitutional. Can't you just stop him on that aspect?
Yeah, why can't they stop him?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm befuddled.
Because what are you going to do? Are you going to ask the executive branch to arrest itself? Are you going to ask the Secret Service to arrest the president? I mean, there is no. What's the punishment for these politicians who do unconstitutional things? There is none.
Nothing.
Well, you would think if it's the president, it would be impeachment, but we've already like
that's already happened, right? So there is nothing. All right. So, Melanie, you know, let's say the draft comes back. You've got some non-legal advice for our younger listeners out
yeah,
there?
Yeah. So, and I have to make one thing, like, as clear as I can before I go forward with this. I am obviously not an expert in this, and the reason why that's obvious is because I am not old enough to have been an expert in this. The person who taught me was not old enough to have been an expert in this.
Really?
You would have to have been alive and practicing in the last draft.
Okay.
So obviously I have no experience in doing this for real.
So hold on. This was information that was taught to you by someone who had it taught to them?
Nobody ever, like, sat me down and was like, here's the case law on how to draft dodge.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of the subjects that I did study.
Interesting. And you did go to law school.
Yeah.
So.
That's an interesting elective in law school.
Not how to draft dodge. Not how to draft. So, sometimes there is data that you can use in the opposite way of which it was intended.
Okay. So what do we need to know?
So, there's a lot of people I've seen recently kind of afraid that it's going to come back and kind of stating how they intended to avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm not subject to it, I really am not going to...
No, wait, why aren't you subject to it? Didn't they just make it so women now
no.
have to register?
Well, first of all, I'm not 18 and 25.
I thought it affected all the way up to 36. It's only till 25?
You only have to register between 18 and 25.
Oh, and so you're beyond that point, so you're not in the registration.
And that was a district court anyway, so they can't really affect that until the Supreme Court changes it. It's not... Until the Supreme Court
so
of
you're
Congress
saying women don't have to
changed.
Do it yet. You're saying
no,
women
don't
have to. Okay. Interesting.
So, there's a couple ways to... I think conscientious objector status is probably your best bet.
Now, as I understand it... Well, hold on. A conscientious objector doesn't mean you avoid the draft. That just means that they won't supposedly put you in combat roles. Right?
So you can be a conscientious objector to combat, or you can be a conscientious objector to military-related activities. They still can put you in non-military, quote, national service
roles. Yeah, see, I got a problem with that. I don't want to serve any kind of conscription with the government.
Right.
I don't want to pack boxes for the government. I don't want to do anything for them.
Well, then you just end up sitting your time out in jail.
Go to prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously there's no, like, statute of, oh, this is how to legally judge drafts, right?
Mm-hmm.
There.
I feel like you're trying to caveat the fact that this is not going to be, like, legal advice.
Oh, this is not legal advice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
well, she's not an attorney, so it's not legal advice.
Okay.
But yeah, it's always good to make that clear. collect your thoughts on this. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is there a way to actually get around the draft? Meaning, like, to avoid being a conscientious objector and, you know,
stump
what if
your feet hard enough
what if I'm a tranny? If
nope,
I'm a
that doesn't work.
Can't be a tranny anymore? What if I admit doing psychedelic drugs?
Nope.
No? Damn it. All right, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Talking about the draft. going to come back? And if so, what can you do about it if you're a young person? Melanie's got some ideas. We'll get into that coming up here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also want to make sure you know about Freedoms Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. So if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then check out freedomsphoenix.com. And they've also got a daily dispatch that you can sign up for, and then you'll stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We'll get back into Melanie's tips for draft dodging coming up here in a moment, but first we go to Rob. He's in Maine. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online.
Yeah, I was curious when you said that about, you know, I didn't know how many were drafted during the Vietnam War, but I looked it up. It was 2.2 million.
Wow.
And two-thirds of the troops were volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, unlike 69, I got my letter, you know, for the draft, and my dad was in the military, and he died with a service-connected death, so I was 4A, so I didn't have to go. But, you know, I wouldn't have gone anyway.
Mm.
But I remember, so...
What does 4A mean?
4A, a sole surviving son.
Okay.
So, because my dad died with a service-connected death, and I was the only son.
But, you said you wouldn't have gone anyway. What would you have done to avoid it, then?
Well, I wrote a letter back to him, and my mom intercepted it, and then she got in touch with a senator. We were stationed in Kansas then, and made sure that I wasn't going to go. But I don't know what I would have done. I just didn't believe in killing, and I still don't, and all that.
Good.
But I want to tell you that, like, see, my mom remarried, and we went to Germany. So I was, like, in Germany in 67, 68. I went to military school on the base there in Kaiserslautern. And all my friends were either, like, military or, you know, the same age as me, 18, 19, whatever, or they were dependents. But a lot of the guys that got sucked into the military they'd get, like, busted for a joint. And, like, in Texas, it was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they were given the option by the judge, either enlist and go to Vietnam or go to jail for a year. And a lot of people were in the military because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know...
Seems like jail would give you better survival odds.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but, you know, who wants to be in jail? And plus, you know, I'd rather
be in jail than be dead.
Yeah, well, and a lot of people got sent to other places besides Vietnam. But, you know, what really ranks me now is that Trump was just on the Laura Ingraham show.
Yeah.
And he was saying, like, we have a very good relationship with Saudi Arabia. I said, this is a quote. I said, listen, you're a rich country. You want more troops? I'm going to send them to you, but you got to pay us. So they put $1 billion in the bank, Trump says. In South Korea, they put $500 million in the bank. I don't know what bank account. And our troops are going over there for them. It's like the old Hessian soldiers, you know, troops for hire. It's like Trump's whore army cashes in on death, mass murder, mayhem, and destruction.
There's no difference between what what he's saying and the way things have always been. I mean, they've always sent troops to protect their supposed allies.
Yeah.
In this case, they're getting paid directly, apparently, by those allies for the troops, and they're not reducing our tax burdens or anything like that. So we're just getting screwed every which way possible.
Imagine if they weren't getting paid for it, though. Then you're going to be
raising
the price, maybe.
There's like, 21 a day that commit suicide? You know, when you're put in situations like that, or in Vietnam, I mean, that destroyed a whole generation. You know, they were all dysfunctional for the horrible stuff that they had to endure, and, you know, they became killers, a lot of them. And they didn't psychologically adjust to it very well, which, you know, I can understand that. But here we go again. And back in the Vietnam days, if you joined the National Guard, that was out. You didn't go. You weren't sent overseas. But now,
God, they can send you there.
Yep.
Hey, Rob, great call. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Tom's on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know what would really be wicked funny? Is if Andrew Yang gets elected president and he's given everybody $1,000 a month, and then the next election, the Libertarians get elected, and they don't like this $1,000 a month because it's all stolen money and because it's unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. So they put a stop to it. But in the meantime, everybody, if everybody forgot how to work, wouldn't that be hilarious?
But is it really stolen money if they're just printing it out?
Yeah, because we're being
stolen value
to do all our...
Yeah, but you're choosing to use their money.
That's only kind of true.
You have other options. You could use cryptocurrency. You could use gold and silver. The fact is you're using their money. If they want to print it out, then isn't it your fault for using their money knowing that they're printing it out?
In some ways, you do have a point there, yeah. But it would still be wicked funny if they forgot how to do work, and then they're... I think that would be funny.
Well, it's also, it would be hilarious if the Libertarians could actually win an election. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Tom. I appreciate it.
My co-host is a somewhat fan of UBI.
This is on your show, The Anarchist Experience, right. At anarchistexperience.com. What's his name? What's your co-host's name?
MC.
MC.
And
UBI, the Universal Basic Income.
Right, and I disagree. I don't want
to
put
him. He claimed to be a libertarian, your co-host?
Yes.
Okay.
So hear me out. I don't want to put him on blast or call him out on this. What he wants to see is the UBI experiment tried.
Yeah. They tried it.
He's well aware that it's, you know, stolen money or whatever.
Didn't they try it in, like, Finland? And it failed?
Right. So okay. So his perspective on it is similar to what Tom said, and what you said is they're going to inflate the currency anyway. Right now, when they print the money, they give it to the banks, and then if you're lucky, it trickles down to, you know, the average everyday American. So his suggestion for UBI is...
But not in a good way.
Because
it increases the money supply, it's inflation, so therefore when it trickles down, it makes your money worth less.
You're correct.
Yeah.
But so his solution to that is it's accepted. I call him out because I don't accept the premise that you have to have an inflationary currency or alternates.
Yeah.
But as long as you're going to have an inflationary currency, he says give that to the bottom rung.
Instead of to the politically connected.
Right.
Okay. I see what he's saying. That doesn't mean I support it.
Those are my options.
I don't support it either.
If those are my options, that's what I'm going to pick.
Yeah.
Because either way, I'm deflating I'm inflating the currency.
Right. So for
but
the
only
Yang
one
supporters,
of them, I'm empowering fractional reserve banks to run around and do all kinds of crazy things.
Right. But for the Yang supporters, if they're going to inflate the currency anyway, why not give that $1,000 to average Americans rather than to the banks?
But that's not the proposal with Yang. The proposal with Yang is to do that in addition to the current system.
Okay.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here. We got more on the draft on the way here. Melanie's got some ideas to avoid it. 855-450-FREE. That's a toll-free number. 855-450-3733. We can talk about money as well. Get a couple comments in the D-Live chat about this issue of money and...
D-Live this time or the Discord?
D-Live this time. Okay. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Canadian city of Edmonton was home to many of the victims of the Ukrainian airliner that was shot down this past week by Iran. At a vigil in Edmonton, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will pursue justice and accountability for the victims' family and friends.
While no words can ease the pain, the grief, the outrage, it is my sincere hope that you can find some comfort in knowing that all Canadians stand with you.
In Iran, there are anti-government street protests after their government admitted its mistake. Witnesses say the aircraft exploded after being hit by surface-to-air missiles. The Iranian military said an operator mistook the jetliner for a cruise missile. It happened only hours after Iran launched missiles against the U.S. military forces in Iraq. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want right here. Toll-free, 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. Jump into one of those if you want to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live brought to you by AnyPay. If you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash now, there's an incentive program that AnyPay has been working on, and it allows you to sign up a business to use AnyPay's cash register app to accept Bitcoin Cash and Dash at their point of sale, and then you get the rewards. You get a passive income for every purchase made in those cryptocurrencies at the businesses that you get started with. So it's super easy. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app to your device and get it set up by putting in your cryptocurrency wallet addresses into your account. And then install AnyPay Cash Register at your favorite local real-life business and tell them you did it over at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com as we go right back into your calls and thoughts. But first, a couple highlights here from our DLive chat room. One guy says about our show, apparently new to the show, pure idiocy. Don't use money that supports the Fed. Starve for your liberty. Were we saying don't use money in the last segment?
We said don't use the state's money. Definitely said that. If you want to avoid the inflation and all that.
Yeah, you did say don't use money that supports the Fed. I would say that's a fair interpretation of what you said.
Yeah, well, I wasn't saying don't use it, just saying you have to understand if you're going to use it that you are basically going to be debased. You're going to have the value that was in that money taken from you, and the money itself will stay the same amount, you know, in your wallet, but as they print more dollars out, it makes the money that you have worth less. You just need to know that going into it.
What the chatter is confused about is he just equates money with the little green pieces of paper in his wallet. Right, and that system, probably not understanding that there's many different kinds of money.
That's right.
Especially now, and so we're not saying don't use money. We're saying as best you can, if you want to avoid the inflationary tendencies of the Federal Reserve note,
get out of it.
Get out of it.
And there are options now that are more accessible than ever.
A multitude of options.
Cryptocurrency being the number one choice because it's the easiest to spend. It's the easiest to use in a variety of different ways. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up what you want. We'll start with Robert in South Carolina listening to WRHI in Rock Hill on FM. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, I'm in Charleston, South Carolina.
And, sorry about that. So you must be listening to WTMA. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. I lived under democratic socialism for about 20 years in Germany, and part of which was in eastern Germany, in Dresden. And we always thought about how to do the planned economy versus a free capitalist economy. And the thing is, it's actually you're not pulling money out of the economy, you're pulling value out of the economy. And in Germany, what we finally decided on was to have it such that, like, if you work for a private company, the most well-paid person in the company could only earn 12 times as much as the least paid person in the company, because otherwise you're creating maldistribution of wealth. And with regard to doing it...
You're creating what?
Malfeasant.
Maldistribution of wealth.
Malfeasant wealth.
Well, you see, if one person goes into the store and buys a piece of bread, like if the wealthiest family in America bought a piece of bread, he'd be paying exactly the same amount of money as the poorest person in America to buy that same piece of bread.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be unfair, really. And same thing for a traffic violation, for example. I mean, in Sweden, for example, did a good job on that one. If you're a very wealthy person and you do a little traffic violation, it could cost you thousands of dollars. But if you're a very poor person, it could cost you maybe $10 or something like that.
So you're saying there should be a sliding scale when it comes to government fees and such as far as the wealth of the individual?
Well, if you want to be perfectly fair about it, there should be a sliding scale for everything because, I mean, how can you say that the wealthiest family in the world should pay?
No, if you want to be fair about it, you don't arrest people or ticket them for crap like, you know, speeding.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got to. Otherwise, everybody would be speeding. You kidding me?
Everybody does speed, dude. Have you ever driven?
I sure have, but some people would be driving 253 miles an hour because that's the fastest car.
Most people don't have a car that can do 250 miles an hour.
Yes, there is. The Bugatti Veyron can
do that. No, I said most people do not have a car that can go 250 miles an hour.
So a lot of people in the world with a Bugatti.
There are people out there who can afford it, believe me.
So you support people being ticketed for nonviolent crimes
and wealth caps?
Of course, of course. You'd have a mayhem. You'd have everybody. You'd have the wealthiest people in the world. What's a traffic ticket to them? That's nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They can afford that so easy it'd make your head spin.
Yeah, I'm okay with that because I don't really care how fast they're going as long as they don't wreck anybody else.
Well, they could cause a wreck. I mean, what if you had an 18-year-old kid who belongs to a family with the wealthiest family in the world, which has trillions of dollars?
Then can we hold him accountable once he's actually caused harm and damage?
Of course, but he could cause 50 people to die, and then what would you do? Say, okay, kid, we're going to throw you in jail, and then his family would come along and say, okay, we'll buy the whole jail in the whole country to get him out, because they could do that. And the wealthiest family in the world has trillions.
Okay, so
that's a really bizarre
scenario. I love
this
guy. He believes that he can set up a government that would somehow be not affected by wealthy people, that there would somehow be a coercive state out there that could resist the temptation of serving the wealthy differently in a better way than poor people. You're in fantasy land, dude.
Every country has a very powerful, very small elite. And I don't. You want to name the country? I'll tell you. I mean, the countries with which I'm familiar, even the Nazi era, Adolf Hitler's nephew was involved in a little traffic thing, and the Nazis didn't give him a ticket because they were pissed with himself. Oh my God! The Führer's nephew.
You think you can change that?
How do you solve that with socialism?
Well, the thing is, in the Nazi system, that was one of the extreme forms of socialism, or maybe, I don't know, probably the same situation in Russia with the, if it were the son of Joseph Stalin or something
right,
like that.
Right, so how are you proposing to solve that?
Well, that particular one, if it's the Fuhrer himself, or if it's Joseph Stalin's son under Stalinism, maybe a traffic ticket he could probably get away with. But look at Joseph Stalin. When the Nazis captured Joseph Stalin's son, and they said, okay, Joe, you want him back? It's going to cost you. He said, no, I'll never compromise with you guys. So they killed his own son. Now,
what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that yes and no to your answer. It depends upon the system.
The trillionaire system may not buy the entire jail just to save their son.
So you support... Hold on. I want to see if I understand what you're saying here, Robert. You're saying that in a system that Robert would design, some people who are politically connected can get a pass, but other people would be punished who are also politically connected?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, if it's the most powerful family in the country, in most of the vast majority of the world, the kid isn't even going to get into that trouble because the family's going to have two bodies.
We know that. Okay, we know that there's nepotism, there's favoritism, there's, you know, people rewarding their friends and, you know, in positions of power. I thought you were proposing to change all that. Are you embracing that, or are you rejecting it?
I can tell you what would happen in the case, because you have the wealthiest family in the world. I'm not going to mention their name, but they happen to live in the United States, and they happen to be Americans, and their kids never get into trouble, because their kids are watched. Those parents and the grandparents and the great-grandparents know exactly where those kids are, what they're up to, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so they're never going to get into
trouble. What's the point?
Okay, so that just tells me that people who make good decisions with money and make good decisions with bettering themselves and getting skill sets also make good decisions with raising their kids and making sure they're not out doing stupid stuff.
We're protecting them when they do.
Of course they're going to do that. They're not going to get their names into the press. And besides that, they basically own the press. And if you want to get a loan at a bank, and this family doesn't like you, theoretically they could stop you from getting a loan anyplace because they.
What are you going to do about it? I thought you were upset about this. Now it sounds like you support it. I don't know what you're trying to say here.
I'm just telling you the way it is. And
I know the way it is. I'm in this world. We know that the rich are connected. We know that they have the government agents in their pockets. We know that they work together to scratch each other's back, mega corporations and government corporations. We know they work together. You think you can change that?
I don't. I work within the system. You know, I'm part of the system, and so are you.
So you can't change it.
And what's the best way to work? You still there?
We're right here.
Hello? Okay, good. The best way to work is within the system.
You can change it.
Absolutely.
No, you can't.
One man can do it.
You're ridiculous. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. The system is what we were just describing. What makes you think you can change it? What, are you going to elect people that aren't going to reward their friends when they get power?
$100,000 speeding tickets.
Ridiculous. More on the way here, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
Also, you know, it's important to have good nutrition in your life. It's important to looking and feeling great, but it's difficult to eat right all the time these days with work and travel schedules getting in the way, or maybe you just don't have the desire or the time to shop and cook the right foods. Well, Balance of Nature can help you with three of their Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their veggie capsules. You get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that is a lot of nutrition. If you'd like to get a great deal, which includes being a preferred customer, giving the best pricing and free shipping, and also after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. Here's how you do it. You go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL to get that offer. That's balanceofnature.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, we will take your calls and thoughts about what you want. We go first to Patrick, calling from Florida. He's watching us on DLive at DLive.LRN.FM. Go ahead, Patrick.
Gentlemen, am I on the air?
You are. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking my call. Hey, listen, I know a lot of my answers to the screener seemed quite non-serious.
I don't know what you told the screener. Just go right ahead with your call.
Okay, excuse me. Hey, listen.
The topic says you want to discuss libertarians, but it really doesn't matter what you want to talk about.
Yeah,
so
I want to discuss.
Ahead.
I want to discuss libertarians. Perceived.
What a kooky bunch they are, huh?
Yeah, these guys. I'm telling you, I used to be one. That's why I know what scumbags they are. Yeah.
Why did you leave? Why did you stop being a libertarian?
Well, I didn't leave. I mean, it's not like leaving. It's just like sometimes you change your mind. It's sometimes you know.
What did you change your mind about, though?
Well, I changed my mind about agency. How much agency a person actually has. Do you know what I mean?
Meaning the ability to make a decision for themselves?
Yeah.
How much they have or how much they should have?
How much they have and how much the average person has.
Okay.
I mean, you guys are running an internet radio show, right?
No, we're actually on broadcast radio on over 200 radio stations, but we do have internet feeds and you're watching
you
one of them.
No, you guys are clearly really high agency guys, right?
I like to think so.
Well, that's very
nice.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course you are.
Of course you are. You're really high agency. You've gone out and done something for yourselves.
Thank you. Okay.
But,
sure.
I'm not trying to kiss your ass, but what I'm saying is that you guys are the exception rather than the rule.
Okay.
The average person, the average American, it doesn't have the level of agency that you guys have.
Then do you want to subsidize them, or do you want to let the chips fall where they
may? May I finish my point, ma'am?
Sure.
All right. My point is that it's good to have people like you, high agency people. You're the kind of people that should be running the show. You should be in charge, not only of yourselves, but of other people.
Well, I don't want to tell other people what to do.
Well, then why aren't you voting libertarian?
I know you don't want to. It sucks, but you might have to.
Because
otherwise...
You don't tell me what I
can't do.
I'm not telling you what you have to do. I'm telling you what you ought to do.
Well, let me see if I understand what you're saying here. You're saying you believe because some people are not as smart as you, that therefore they need to be told.
Don't point this at me. You guys are the smart ones. I'm just some guy that's had a little bit of Jim Beam and watched some
TV. Thank you.
Oh, I thought you were smart, and that's why you left the libertarian movement, because you figured out something about agency. Go ahead and continue.
I'm not saying that I'm smart. I'm saying that there are.
So you want to be told what to do? Is that what you're saying?
People. No, I don't want to be in charge of anything. All I'm saying.
No. My question was, you want to be told what to do?
How much agency do you want in your life? I guess would be a.
I mean, you know what? That's a really good question. I don't have the answer to it, and I'm not trying to say that I know what the answer is. Does that make sense? I don't. I'm not saying that I have a replacement answer, but I'm just saying that I'm not sure that your answer is the right one.
Well, now wait a minute. My answer is simple. As a liberty-minded person, as somebody who is a voluntarist, I believe that all human interactions should be consensual. So, if you want to be told what to do, there are people who will tell you what to do. You can hire an expert. You can hire somebody who loves to tell people what to do.
I work for a guy. He tells me what to do all the time.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, but you know why he gets to tell me what to do?
Because he pays you.
You chose to have him tell you what to do.
No, because he knows better than I do.
And you chose to work for him, so you made that voluntary choice to have somebody tell you what to do.
100%. 100%.
You do the things they
say. Maybe there's a voluntary choice. All I'm saying is that...
And they pay you.
If you just let people...
There's nothing 100% wrong with that either.
No, there's fine. I mean, that's what you want to do. That's fine.
Are you under the impression that libertarianism kind of allows people to just kind of do whatever without any repercussions?
No. What I'm saying is that it allows them to do things with repercussions.
Right. So so right now we have a government telling people what they can and can't do. In the absence of the government, which some would call libertarianism, you would have the market basically telling people what they can and can't do. And they can do it anyway, just like you can under a government. But the market would pretty much dictate how you can behave, and that is... more reliant than just what Ian or I or Rich going around pointing at people
here's the thing. I guess it's maybe an end goal that's different from you to me. I just want other people's lives. I want people's lives to be good.
Me too. And I think that it's a bad life when you have a bunch of people telling you what to do without your permission. If you want to give somebody permission to tell you what to do, cool, man. Go right ahead.
Or just get advice, right? Like, I will take advice from a doctor or from a trainer.
But usually you only want advice you ask for, right? Like, you don't want somebody shoving advice down your throat.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but there are, lots of people have problems where they could have agency over their own life. Right, but do they exercise it? That's my question.
That's their choice. They don't want to, that's fine.
Hold on, Ian, please. If if they don't want to. My jab here is that I don't think people can actually exercise as much agency, no matter how smart they are, to be honest. I mean, you have guys that are really smart get addicted to cocaine. Why is that possible?
Because they want to have a good time with some cocaine. I don't know.
Well, so you need intelligence, but you also, to quote, succeed, which people are going to define differently, you also kind of need low time preference.
Yeah, I knew it.
Cocaine being a very high time preference activity.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not interested in it personally, but I knew a guy who was a doctor who was, you know, a regular user of cocaine. So, I mean, just because you're addicted to cocaine doesn't necessarily mean you're a failure.
Like, intelligence is not all you need. You still
come
have
on,
to
guys.
Act right.
Come on, well, you guys.
And agency
now,
doesn't
be,
equal success.
Come on.
Come on. What?
Come on, you know. What? Listen, what I'm saying is that the biochemical processes in our brain are not rigid libertarian principle. It
well,
doesn't
duh.
Work. It doesn't. I that's what I'm saying. And I'm not saying that I have a better solution than the one you guys are presenting. But what I'm saying is that the one you guys are presenting isn't perfect. And that's what
nobody
that's
said
well,
it was.
See, because humans are involved, there's no way to make it perfect.
I don't even know what solution we're offering that's not perfect.
Yeah, nobody here said anything was perfect. What we are advocating on this program, and it does sound
like about biochemistry in the brain, right? So why can some people just eat themselves to be huge people? And dude, they shouldn't do that, right? Like there could be otherwise very smart. I have an uncle who's a real estate magnate. He's smarter than me by a factor of 10. This guy is diabetic. He eats a bajillion Subway sandwiches. Like,
okay. Some people have weaknesses, Patrick. I mean, nobody is perfect.
Let's take
strengths in certain areas and weaknesses in others.
Let's take him at his word. Right now, you have a very smart real estate uncle, right, who happens to be large.
Mm-hmm.
Right, what are you suggesting be done to or for your uncle to help him with his health?
Say that again. I'm sorry, I was interrupting you that whole time.
Oh, okay. Well, you were muted.
No,
on
we
my,
put you on okay. mute, so it didn't work.
My
so
bad, dude.
I'm gonna take your scenario. You have a very smart real estate magnate uncle who happens to be large, right? And I guess you're saying
happens
that
happens to be. Hold on. Can I stop you there? Happens to be.
I have never seen him, so I'm not saying.
Happens
take you
to
your
be.
Word.
It's not like he rolled the lottery.
Okay.
He chose to do that.
Who calls himself to be?
Yeah.
Fine. However you want to word it.
What's the question?
So what is it that you want done to him or for him that you think would help improve his health?
I think if you took away some of his, and I'm putting the air quotes here, agency around what he eats, that his life would improve.
Most sadists would not even advocate that level of control on people.
Put him in chains so he can't reach the fridge. Patrick, thank you for the call. I do appreciate hearing from you. We've got a whole board of phones here that we need to get to, so we're going to get to that. But feel free to call in any other night. We're happy to. I'd love to talk further with Patrick. It was an interesting call. Yeah. We got hour number 3 on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. Your call's coming up.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.